Thank you for calling Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. This is Marvin speaking. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. And are you calling to find a testing site near you?
Yes, I'm calling to see if I can go ahead and get the shot because I have some underlying conditions that might make me at a higher risk than some people.
Okay.
There's a lot of us that have underlying conditions, and I'm not no more important than they are, but
okay.
I'm 64 years old.
Okay, you would then need to call the vaccine registration line. What we do here is just give people testing sites.
Well, let me tell you what my problem is. I can't run a computer. I could give you my cell phone.
I can give you the telephone number. You can call over there, ma'am, and you can pre-register. You don't have to use a computer.
I can pre-register over the telephone.
Yes, you would talk to an individual and you would pre-register. You don't need a computer for that.
I don't have a computer. I can't have a computer. I've had a blood clot.
Ma'am, I said you don't have to have a computer to dial over there.
I don't have to have it.
Yes, ma'am. Let me give you that number.
Let me get a pen real quick because...
Okay.
I'm like everybody else. I'm getting stir crazy, and I'm already on disability for all the other problems I got, much less me trying to, or not me trying to get it, but me coming in contact with somebody that might have it, even though I wear my mask everywhere. But just like the cable man had to come in my house. Well, he came in and I left. I went out.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so if you'd give me that number, because I know they were doing it at the Hoover Stadium, and I had a doctor's appointment right before, and they said they wasn't going to cancel it, but that snow canceled everything, and I guess all the people that got canceled had to get put back in line.
Yes,
so the line's probably extremely long, but
okay.
If I don't get somebody to take my information, then I ain't never going to get the shot.
Okay, ma'am, that number is going to be 855.
855.
566.
Wait. Oh, darn this pen. Let's see if it's going to write. Excuse me one more minute. Let me get up one more time. I'm so sorry to keep you waiting. I know you're busy.
No, ma'am. That's
because I'm not
fine.
The only person that's got this problem that don't know how to register. I'm to the point of tears that I'm going to be left out. So they say they're giving it at UAB, too. I've been tested 3 times. I've not tested positive for it any time. Do I have to have a test before I take the shot?
No,
or
ma'am.
I don't
think so, ma'am, but you would need to take that up with your primary physician.
CVS something about that they charge us for this shot.
Okay. Are you ready to take take the number down,
ma'am? 855. I got it wrote down.
Okay.
855-566-5333.
Okay. And I know you said you don't have any access to a computer, but... If you know someone...
I don't have any friends either, okay?
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
I have no family left living. I have an ex-husband, and he's not computer smart either. And he's over my check.
Oh, okay. Well, if you have someone that does have access or you know someone,
no,
you can always go online at ADPH. CDC.org or CDC.gov. And the first one is the Alabama Department of Public Health website. And the second one is the Center for Disease Control website, just in case you run across someone who may have access, ma'am. Okay.
CDC.gov.
Yes, CDC.gov.
G-O-V.
Yes, ma'am.
And what was the other one?
ADPH.org. And that one's just the Alabama Department of Public Health website.
And that's the 855 number?
The number, once again, is 855-566-5333.
5333. Yeah, I wrote that number down. So that, okay. See, when public health called me, I didn't know what they were calling about, and I just assumed my medical doctor was going to give it to me, that this was going to be an organized process, and I'm aware of how many people we have in this country, but like I say, I just figured, well, when it got my turn, it'd be probably time for a wellness visit, and he'd just give me my shot.
Okay. Now, is there anything else I can help you with?
The health department did call me because of some of the medical conditions I got. Like, I could go to crying at the drop of a hat, you know, when I know I can't do something that I used to could do. So, like I say, they had me on file, and they were probably going to give it to me early, and I told them, I said, I'm going to be seeing my medical doctor here in a couple of weeks. Why don't I just talk to him about it? And they said, okay. And so, now then, he canceled the appointment and stretched it out 3 more months, and I could get COVID between now and the 3 months. So just because I've been lucky so far don't mean it. My luck will continue to hold out. But,
okay, well, we hope so, ma'am. What if it's nothing else I can help you with?
And the public health place isn't open until Monday through Friday, right?
Yeah, ma'am, it's a state agency. They don't open on the weekends.
And these trucks that he said that for people that couldn't get to places, are they going to have pop-up trucks and you can just register while you're in line?
I don't know, ma'am. I'm not with the I don't know, ma'am. You would probably have to get with your primary physician. He probably would know more than I would.
Oh, well, in 3 months, if I'm still here, I might could get with him, but he doesn't return calls, and he canceled my wellness visit. So, like I say, I'll try the health department, the AD, what'd you call it, ADPH?
Yes, ma'am.
ADPH, okay. The 855-566-5333.
Okay. Well, ma'am, if there's nothing else I can help you with, we do thank you for calling in to Alabama Department
Does
of Public
this
Health.
The American people anything?
Ma'am, I don't know.
Like CBS, they're charging.
I don't know, ma'am. I don't have that information.
And
okay.
You don't know who I need to call to find out.
Yeah. Well, you need to call, if you're talking about, you need to call the pharmacy and ask them.
I did, and they're the ones that said that they were charging for it.
Oh, okay. Well, they are charging then. If you have insurance, I guess your insurance may cover it, ma'am. But once again, ma'am, we do thank you for calling Alabama Department of Public Health Coronavirus.
Well, it's not our fault we got it, so hell, somebody should be covering it.
Ma'am, is there anything else I can help you with?
No, sir. Thank you so
okay.
much.
Okay. Thank you for calling Alabama Department of Coronavirus Hotline.